The meeting between the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the president of the main Syrian opposition grouping, Muaz al-Khatib, is a rare sign of diplomatic progress on Syria. There wasn't exactly agreement. Russia has a certain vision, said Mr. al-Khatib, but we welcome negotiations to alleviate the crisis. In another positive sign, he said that he had been invited to Moscow for further discussions. Judging, though, by the exchanges here in Munich, the United States and Russia are not yet on the same page in terms of forging a UN Security Council resolution to chart a political way out of the crisis in Syria. Sergei Lavrov was clear as to where he thought the problem lay.
Those who say that priority number one is the removal of President Assad, I think it's the single biggest reason for continued tragedy in Syria.
However, the US Vice President Joe Biden was equally forthright in making it clear that, in his view, the Russians were just plain wrong.
Nearly all of our partners and allies are convinced that President Assad's a tyrant, hell-bent on clinging to power, is no longer fit to lead the Syrian people, and he must go.
Nonetheless, the Russian move to engage Mr. al-Khatib sends a strong signal to Damascus. Russia is still not willing to see President Bashar al-Assad forced aside. But its steadfast support for the Syrian leader is waning. Moscow's patience is beginning to wear thin. But it's not yet clear if this will open the way to a fundamental rethink of Russia's position.